What were some of your hopes for your children when they were little? Well, I'm John Fuller, along with Dr. Danny Huerta, who heads up our parenting team. And Danny, how about you? What, as you watched Alex and Lexi growing up, what were some hopes that you had that may or may not have happened, actually?
Well, my son said he wanted to be a catcher for the Yankees, and so that was my big hope.
Go for
right
that.
There.
Yes.
So that's hilarious. Yeah, really, the most foundational one, the most obvious one, really as a Christian, is a great and active relationship with God, mm-hmm. where there's pure trust and a listening ear towards that relationship with God, and a relationship with us as parents, that we would have a healthy and conversational relationship with one another, that they wanted to come back, that they wanted to spend time with us and visit, and also that they would be able to have healthy relationships outside of our home and enjoy those in a variety of ways with a variety of people, and that they would be able to serve other people well.
And you invested toward those hopes, didn't you?
Yes.
I mean, you were intentional, you and Heather, about how your kids could pick up these habits and these skills and these hearts.
Yeah, we consistently talked about being contributors rather than consumers. And we wanted to model that in our home. And we would use those terms. We'd say, I really want to be a contributor in the home, and I'm going to help wash the dishes. And I also wanted them to learn how to pursue who God has called them to be, and for me to catch up with that, to really seek that with them. Mm-hmm. Hey, what are you inviting them into? And I want to be curious about that rather than me shaping it. Being curious as to what talents they've been given and why might that be, and with anticipation looking at that, and then the life skills piece, the budgeting, being able to say no to themselves, being able to say no to themselves when they feel like they need something and it's really a want, and also being able to take care of their room, their home, the hygiene, all those things. It's been a fun ride, imperfect along the way. Those were our hopes and dreams for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go ahead and hear now from Dr. Randy Schrader. He's a professional counselor, and he and Focus President Jim Daly talked about how you can be a good influence on your kids.
Somebody once said to me, you know, parenting is so hard. God had two children, Adam and Eve, and they kind of took the wrong steps. I mean, that's kind of fascinating to think about, right?
Well, parenting can be a challenge, and yet I think if we have the right skills and the right words and actions and knowledge, parenting can be less stressful, and parents can effectively lead and guide their kids to being confident, capable, responsible, godly decision makers.
You know, Randy, one of the things that we hear here at Focus is the parents apply the formula, you know, do these things, and then we hear where it didn't turn out so well. I think that's in the minority of circumstances, but speak right at the front here. Let's talk about these ideas, which I think, you know, our listeners, our viewers have really responded to your content. It's straightforward. I love the relational aspect of what you talk about, maintain that relationship. We're going to get into all of that. But right at the forefront here, that idea that if I do A, B, and C, then I get D. It doesn't always work that way, does it?
That is so correct, because we can't control outcomes. All we can do is influence our kids' hearts. Parents can influence a heart to help a youngster learn obedience and to learn good decision-making skills. And then hopefully that will translate into good decision-making when they're throughout their formative years with their parents, and even more importantly, from the ages of 18 to 100 as adults, they'll be good decision makers. But you're right, we cannot control the outcome.
And on the opposite side of that, it doesn't give parents a free pass to be lazy in their parenting. Mm-hmm. I mean, you want to lay the foundation so that they have the most predictive outcome. And that's the key. There's no guarantee, but if you do these things consistently, it's more likely that your child will have a healthy spiritual life and life in general, right?
Yes, sir, Jim, that is so true. And often parents just don't have the knowledge. Desire to be a parent is great. Motivation is great. But what really makes the difference is knowing how to build a strong parent-child relationship, knowing how to lovingly, meaningfully apply the rules so that a parent can ask, is this discipline decision going to help my child be a better decision maker? Knowing how to help kids overcome chemicals and avoid the temptations in the world. And so Simple Habits for Effective Parenting gets to specifics. It's not concepts and principles. And sadly, that's what parents are often coming across, and they're not coming across specifics that can make a huge difference in the life of their child.
Excellent. And we're going to start talking about the foundation building, and you're doing such a good job in helping parents better understand that. Of course, you've worked with parents and their children for years as a counselor, so you bring all that experience into the discussion. Setting that good foundation, speak to the three qualities that you have seen are most important to strengthen your child's development.
It's important, I think, for a parent to think about their child at the age of 25, 35, 45, whatever. What qualities does a parent hope their child possesses at those adult ages and throughout their adult life? And certainly we could say the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. Those are all very, very important. But what I truly think makes a difference in the life of the child are three essential qualities, especially in today's society. And I'm going to talk a little about each. The first is morals based on the Bible. Secondly, would be building a strong internal character within a child. And then a third is determination. And so morals based on the Bible is where it begins. In today's society, people make decisions on feelings. You know, if it feels good, I'm going to do it, even though it may go against God's word and biblical values and what God wants for us. And so parents want their children to go into adult life with the absolutes of what is right, what is wrong. The Ten Commandments. Sadly, in 1980, the Ten Commandments were taken out of public schools.
In 1980.
Yeah, the Supreme
Court. It wasn't that long ago, is my point.
Yeah. And so, but parents need to not take that for granted, and especially in today's society, strengthen a child's faith in Christ and strengthen morals based on the Bible.
Randy Schrader always connects with our listeners, and I'm so glad we could have him on today sharing those essentials. And Danny, from your own experience, those three things Randy mentioned, hit those and tell us why you think they're important.
Yeah, they're great essentials, right? The first one is morals based on the Bible, being able to get direction in that map of where do I need to go? Which direction do I need to go? And then building a strong internal character within a child. That's that momentum from the inside out, rather than kids trying to adjust everyone outside of them, bringing that loving character that God gives them through the morals based on the Bible. And then the third one is determination, that grit of being able to pull through difficult moments. And we know that with gratitude, kids are able to build more grit. Hmm. And those are morals built off of the Bible. And if we look at building a strong internal character, you learn how to have gratitude along the way, and then that brings that grit and determination. If we build those three with kids, you begin to see that their determination is based on truth, and it's based on pure things, and it's based on loving others and loving others well. It is a pure intent that kids are operating off of, and they're truly contributing within God's kingdom rather than consuming out of it and entering these places with selfishness. Because sometimes kids can have pure determination, but it's based off of character and other things that are very self-focused and very selfish, and it can be very hurtful in that determination. But this one's going to be life-giving.
Yeah, that's great. I love the perspective. Thanks for illuminating a little bit more on what Randy was sharing. And Randy Schrader has that terrific book called Simple Habits for Effective Parenting. We've got details about it online, and we'd be happy to send a copy to you if you'd make a donation of any amount to the ministry today. We're listener-supported, and we make so many resources available to parents. Why don't you contribute today if you've never done so? Either a monthly pledge or a one-time gift of any amount. That makes a big difference for us, and we'll express our gratitude by sending a copy of Simple Habits for Effective Parenting to you. Details are in the show notes. And then we've got a site called Best of Parenting Resources, which is filled with articles and videos and links to so much that Danny and I talk about and so much that his team has put together. Stop by the website if you haven't lately. The link is in the show notes. Next time, Courtney Ellis will be discussing how to spend time with God even when your kids are consuming all of it, seemingly. On behalf of Danny Huerta and the entire team, I'm John Fuller, and thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.
It can be challenging to inspire your community to see life the way God sees it. So what's the solution? Well, on June 15th, Focus on the Family is hosting Sea Life 24. And no matter where you are or who you are, you can be a part of this free event with speakers like Ben and Kirsten Watson and real stories about choosing life. Sea Life 24 will inspire you to translate your faith into action. Register today at sealife24.org.